Oh, Josh, you did the story early on in the day, and we got to do it again. We will probably be covering this all morning. So will WBAL TV, WBAL News Radio 1090. The false incoming missile alert to Hawaii that sent a state running for their literal lives. There's been footage all morning long on the TVs in here, and you, our friend and fan, have probably seen it. We're getting text in from people. Read the one about the plane. Do you remember the gist of it? That was startling to me.
Well, it says my sister landed in Hawaii just as the alarm was going off. She said people were running around the airport crying and praying.
Oh, God. Why are you laughing?
People
thought they were going to die.
He's thinking about his racist dog.
You know that break we're doing? The A20 break? Do you know a psychopath? Yes. Yes, I do. He sits across from me every day and cackles about horrific tragedies.
I'm with you.
You psychopath.
Imagine how good they felt, though, when they realized it wasn't happening. I almost want something like that to happen so that I can feel so elated when I realize it isn't.
It's like the massive version of when you lose your keys or your wallet and you swear it's gone, and then you find it and you're just overwhelmed with joy.
Or you think you have a genital wart, and then it turns out it's a pimple. Similar situation.
This woman, Allison Niven, contemplated about what she thought would be her final minutes alive. We fully felt like we were about to die, she said. I drove to try to get to my kids, even though I knew I probably wouldn't make it, and I was fully visualizing what was happening while I was on the road. It was awful.
Oh, God. I pointed out the incident earlier known as the Black Brant Scare. This is when in 95, Norway and American scientists basically launched a weather rocket that was mistaken by Russian early warning systems. Because this whole thing was a mistake. It was just this big dumb zilch that accidentally hit the wrong button over the weekend in Hawaii that let everybody know in the kingdom that they were going to be evaporated, including one of my favorite fighters of all time, BJ Penn. Shout out to the prodigy. And you see footage of them running and diving and hiding inside of buildings and inside of bathtubs. This is how far it got in 95. Russian nuclear forces were put on high alert, and the nuclear weapon command suitcase,
the
Halliburton, they opened up and they handed to President Boris Yeltsin. It was up to him at that point to punch in the code, turn the key, and launch what he thought would be a retaliatory nuclear strike. And they don't just launch one or two at a time. They basically hold down the trigger and empty the clip. And we got so close to that, man. God, that is so scary. Because, Josh, you've done news stories all last year, and I know you're going to do it this year. The story about Guam almost coming under attack. The nuclear missile tests, ICBMs, that big parade that North Korea did. I mean, the nuclear hand is ticking closer to midnight. But that psychopath, that cheese-eating fat nugget, nothing over there. And our president butting heads. But it's not going to be, it seems like, a butting of the heads that's going to cause this. It's going to be a whoops-a-daisy because some intern's first day on the job.
Possibly, yeah.
That's the scary thing to me.
Misinterpretation.
I mean, I hate the fact that we're already butting heads on a political level when people might mean to pull the trigger. Much less some guy that thinks he's refilling the toner and accidentally turns the key what he thinks is unlocking the stationery cabinet. And the next thing you know, Evan's glowing green in the dying dust of mankind. So, coming up out of sports with Mills, we want to talk to you.
Are you prepared? I am not.
Yeah, there's a huge to-do this weekend, Saturday. I'm up early. It happened 8 o'clock their time, 5 o'clock our time. Sometimes Evan just decides, it's the weekend, let's wake up at 4. Because, you know, my dad definitely wasn't drinking the night before. And I'm seeing this kind of unfold thinking, is this it? Is it go time? Did Fat Man sneak one on us in the middle of the night or early morning? Because that's when you attack the enemy. You don't do it in the middle of the day. You hit them while they're asleep. And yeah, this big missile alert all across Hawaii. People, you see footage, they're running from their cars. They abandoned highways. We heard people from the military check in saying that they're stationed there. Shout out to our Hawaii listeners, that all they could do was place their family inside of a bathtub or a basement.
A friend that's a Marine stationed in Hawaii, he said It was awful knowing all he could do was put his wife and four kids in the bathroom before he had to run out of the door since the military called him to his station.
Oh, God.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, Hawaii might seem like a pretty chill assignment. And I've been to the naval base there. And, I mean, it's obviously beautiful. But you're sort of like America's first Pacific line of defense.
Yeah, it's so tranquil anymore.
Yeah.
Hawaii.
There's a mushroom cloud in the distance. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to John Raskin. What's your game plan? What are you doing? How are you getting out of it? Are you even going to bother? John, well, Charles County, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
So, I got a bug-out bag in my trunk at all times. I live down in Newburgh, down on Cobb Island, and I work all the way up in Baltimore.
Oh, shout out, man. And I've been to the restaurant right across the bridge.
Yeah, and but yeah, I mean, I keep a bag with me.
Yeah, I'm with
keep
you.
It rocking.
Yeah.
What's in the bag? What's in the bag? What's in your bug-out bag?
Well, let's see here. I got at least four or five MREs, all sorts of different tools, Leatherman, all tools, stuff like that, a knife, matches, waterproof matches, a Zippo with a wet lighter fluid, and a whole mess of toilet paper that's
in
a plastic bag.
What about a satellite phone for when the cell phones go down?
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't make enough money to own one of those.
Those are expensive.
Well, neither do I.
Yeah, what about condoms in the future when you have to mutants for food?
Have you done any kind of like formal training? Have you tried to live out in the woods?
I actually have I've done a couple of survival courses and, you know, growing up in the backwoods anyway. And I'm also a ENT. So I got the medicine down pack. I can bring something to the team if I find people that are worth hanging out around.
Wow.
Wow.
You're going to do all right, buddy.
Yeah,
he's going to do all right.
You're going to have a clean ass. Clean ass. Good for you. All right, let's go to someone else here. Here we go. Let's go to Noah Shrewsbury. Noah, you knew someone that's in Hawaii?
Yeah, so my cousin is in the Army, and he's stationed in Hawaii. So when they got the alert, they started packing up food and valuables, and they were packing for 30 minutes. And what they found out was that they actually would only have 15 minutes if there was a missile coming. So Hawaii officials might need to relay that to the people there, that they don't have this much time and they only have 15 minutes before the missile would actually hit. So,
and at that point, what are you even packing up, like, keepsakes for? You just take whatever person and relative you can carry and get your ass as deep underground as you could possibly get. Or is it even worth doing that?
Just chill out, crack a beer. Sit on the porch.
Let's talk to John and Sparks, who might agree with you. John, what did you do at one point, buddy?
I worked for just a computer service company doing just BS stuff, but we worked at the Pentagon. Okay. And we went five levels down on the elevator and wound up working in nuclear defense. And we're just doing really routine maintenance and cleaning. And they have a huge map of the country on the wall.
Whoa.
Oh. You can forget Baltimore.
What?
They're bombing Baltimore. They're bombing Annapolis. They're going after Sparrows Point. The overlap from the fallout was just ridiculous. There was no way. You weren't going anywhere.
The hell they want with Sparrows Point? Nothing there anymore.
This was a little while ago.
That we know of. For all we know, it could be there making steel.
Well, then they had targets in Delaware. I mean, it was just
Well, let me
absurd.
Ask you, John, where you were at. Five levels down. I mean, obviously, that's a hub of our military might at the Pentagon.
Is that safe?
Yeah. Were you safe down there? Were you like, hey, you mind if I chill out here for a few years?
Oh, yeah. But you had to go through like a giant, like 8-foot circular door that looked like it was from a safe of a bank.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Where's the president go?
All the rooms were lead lined. I mean, it was like really over the top for me. I was pretty young at the time. I thought, oh, my God, this is insane.
To your question, thank you for the call.
Wait, hold
buddy.
On. Is he gone?
No, he's still here.
Did you live life differently at all after that, experiencing that?
Well, I realized that if you hear an alarm, kiss somebody nearby, and not actually kiss, might be a little bit more involved than that, and just be done with it.
That's it.
See, what I've heard is that the Prez, when it all goes south and Skynet goes online, Cheyenne Mountain Complex.
Yeah, mountain, right?
The Cheyenne Mountain Complex. Its blast doors are built to deflect a 30 megaton nuclear explosion. Should a blast hit the building, they're designed to withstand the wave, and there's a network of blast valves with filters that will capture chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear contaminants. So, worst comes to worst, don't pack up a bug-out bag or grab a motorhome like someone on hold's doing. Buddy, I love a good Tioga, but that's not going to prevent you from nuclear war. You need to get yourself to Cheyenne Mountain. Mike, book them on the program.